Of the previous year, the dilemma that all the Yishanim were trying to deal with is that we seem to have two different halachas of Mezir B'Tocha playing out. So Mezir B'Tocha is the principle that even though we don't really need the Chassidus aid of according to Rabbi Elazar, if you choose to write a get without any aid whatsoever in our Torah, for sure that's fine, and most probably even Rabban, it's fine. But it's a good idea to have them, Chazal recommended it to have them, and again, more people today will have them. So it comes in and says that even though nobody asks you, nobody requires you to sign Edom, but if you do, you better make sure the Edom are up to par. And if the Edom are not up to par, then we have a concern, then the entire get becomes puzzle, because the principle called two words, Mizuyah Pitom. It's almost like forge, an internal forgery. It's a principle of Mizuyah Pitom, the get is puzzle. So we weren't quite sure why that's true. So one of the things of Mizuyah Pitom was fairly simple. The Gemara talks a little bit later on about if you have puzzle Edom, signing on the get, so that we understand why Chazal instituted Mizuyah B'Tocha, because if you let Pasul Eidim sign, the next thing you know is you may have them be the Eidim Asira, you may rely on them at a later point to tell us that the woman was actually divorced. So having Pasul Eidim is not a good idea. It could lead to a lot of Misholim down the line. But there was another aspect of Mizuyah B'Tocha that appears in our Sugya, the Dalit, it's much, much harder to understand, and that is the Mizuyah B'Tocha of not Mishma. The get wasn't signed with Shema. It says, Modi Rabbi Lazim Zuf B'Tocha. What's going to happen? What's going to go wrong with that? So Tosus was puzzled with that question. What is going to happen? What is the terrible Nichshol down the line? So Tosus came up with a new idea. Tosus said, I'm risking about the two Dim Zuf B'Tocha. One is the Dim Zuf B'Tocha as a Gezeru, we may confuse this Adim. That's the basic case. And then the secondary case of Zuf B'Tocha is a different Gezeru Lagamri. It was a Gezeru Chasima Tuksiva. But if you let the chasima done, shalom kawach, why shalom l'shma? Next thing you know is you can do a ksiva, shalom l'shma as well. That was the Mizuyah B'Tocha of that power. So we had a lot of problems, a lot of issues with that. We were pros and cons, and that's actually nice. We spoke a lot about that earlier in the week. Because of the difficulty of Tosfos Shita, other Mishnah went down a different route. And we saw at the very end of the shiur on Wednesday that the Rashba said, I'll give you a different one. You know why a get has to be signed with Shema? You know what Chisar Mizuyah B'Tocha is? Because in 20 years from now, somebody may read this get and say, this woman is divorced, and rightfully so, the Beis Din will read this get and possibly that she's the terrorist based on this get. So you see that this get, the chasimas are serious. You see that these chasimas are critical, and therefore all the Hilchos get to refer to these chasimas. Because since these chasimas have been used as a proof down the line, that gufa elevates them to require the Shema. That was the Rashba's shot in the Mizuyah B'Tocha, to which we quoted the very end of the Shema, the Maram Shif. I quoted the name of Maharam, who said, Maram Shif, and the back of the Gemara Gittin says he doesn't understand what the Rashba's talking about. He says, what is wrong with Shalom Lishma when it comes to chasimas? The chasimas are not part of the get. The chasimas are proving that there was a gerushin that took place. When do we say this bit of shalom lishma? When something is part of the chetz of the get. You want to define the chetz of the get as ksiva according to Belazar Zolzai. You want to define the chetz of the get as chasima according to Rabbi Meir. I'm good with that also. You want to tell me it's both like the Tana Rabbi Huda? I'm good with that also. But the only thing I'm not good with says the Baruch Shiv If you're going to tell me that the definition of the chemtz of the get is the ksivas of get, this is Rabbi Elazar speaking, and the only hat that the Eidei Chasim are wearing is a proof that it happened. So the proof that it happened has to be done with Shema. The proof is not part of the chalais of the get. The proof is something which is secondary, something which is tangential to prove that it occurred. We need the Shema for. So this is a very, very difficult sheet to understand this Rashba. So the Rashba probably himself sensed that his approach was very difficult, and he tried the second approach.
The idea that we said earlier, the idea that once you're almost like the kite, the user is a riot itself, it becomes a riot that gets kosher, so every aspect of it has to be.
So that's probably what the Rashba is driving at, but I think even with all the touch of all of his guitar in the world, at the end of the day, it's really a riot. You want to say it's a riot for the future, it's a riot for the present, it's a riot for that, but it's still in the realm of a riot. It's still literally just a proof. I'm not sure this is a good marshal, but like marshal under Vadoima, if we want to take a video that this Gerishin is taking place, we'll take a video, we'll play the video 20 years from now to prove. I mean, yeah, I'm not commenting whether the video would be a good proof or not. But listen, we want to make sure that the video is around in 20 years to show us that Reuven gave Rachel a get. A new chumri, you have to press the video of the Shema, because if you don't press the video of the Shema, it's not Chal. So they told us. Because the role of the video is not part of the chalos of the get. The role of the video is to prove that something happened. So that's what the
proof of the road forward, that it comes together.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I'm still a little bit weary about this. So the Rashba himself is a little bit weary about it. The Rashba himself takes the second approach. So take a look at the long road Rashba, my Malcolm number 5. So actually, Talmud line should be bolded. So it's about 12 lines down from the top. The first little line is the Diver of the Fasi Zal. So it comes to Rashba and says, well, Diver of the Fasi Zal, Shekosav, the Rabbi Elazar, Eide Chasim, and Nami Karsi, Ev Shalom, Yedero Kashi Klau. Remember, we had this major machloikas between, it was the Rif and the Rav against Rabbi Tam. About in the worldview of Rabbi Elazar, when Rabbi Elazar said those magic words, Eide Mesira Karsi, what did Rabbi Elazar mean? Did Rabbi Elazar mean only Eide Mesira? There is no other mechanism to create a get in Allah according to the view of Rabbi Elazar? Or did Rabbi Elazar mean Akula? Af Eide Mesira Karsi. You want to use Eide Mesira and forget about Eide Chasima, that's wonderful. You want to use Eide Chasima and forget about Rabbi Elazar, forget about Eide Mesira, that's also wonderful. Rabbi Elazar was very, very lenient. He wasn't a strict literalist that Eide Mesira, my way or the highway. Either way is a valid way according to the Torah of the media. There are two tracks, or two ways to reach the bridge in the morning, says Rabbi Elazar. The goal is to get this woman through the Gereshis. You want to go through the vehicle of Eide Mesira, because today you want to go down Eide Chasima, that's also fine. Now, if you remember, we spoke about the sheet of the Riff of the Rabbim earlier. Rabbi Natan never heard of such a thing. Rabbi Natan says, such a thing. Eide Mesira is so critical. Rabbi Natan was Mechadish. Even Rabbi Meir says you need both. But within the world of the Riff and the Rambam, Eide Chasima can carry the day. If that's the case, says the Rashba, then the whole question is not a question. Why? The Kevan Shepamim Karsei, since Eide Chasima sometimes are the get. They are not just Rayas on the get. They are part of the get proper. If there are no Eide Mesira. Now, truth to be told, if there are Eide Mesira, then we don't need the Eide Chasima to play the role of the Chalos Get, but they could. If there is a Koach, when those Eide put their signatures on the paper, they are creating a Get. We may not use them as the creation of the Get. We may decide we're going to have Eide Mesira and call it a day, but we don't have to. It's perfectly legit to have Eide Chasima carry the day. And therefore, the Shema Bo'inon. Why, says the Rashba, the chiksiv l'shma av a kosav koi. The words l'shma, the phrase l'shma, the teshuva b'el l'shma, goes back on whatever you think ksivas haget is, ubein ksivas haget b'yatzmo, bein ksivas ha'edim. Since, according to the Riff in the Rambam, chasivas ha'edim can sometimes be the makam apathish of the kashrus of this get, and you don't even need edim asira, if for the din of l'shma, it's chal on it as well. That's the lumdus of the Rashba. So unlike what the Rashba said in the last teretz, that Mezuyif Mitoch was based on the fact that we're going to use the Eide Chasim as a raya down the line, Because Ashba backpedal and says, nah, that's not going to do the trick. Like the Baram Shifts Kasha, that's like requiring the Shmuff to turn around the video. Say, but this is much more serious. This is much more serious. But since the Riff and the Rambam claim that the Ebi Chasima are hein to get proper, if you choose to use them, therefore it's Chal on a din of Lishma. But now the Rashba gets into trouble. El Shesh Ladachnik. Rashba won't let us go. The MK, Rabbi Shimon Shiyar, Lishitasa Shabalaza, Hechi Mach Shechas Mem Goyim, Afil Mishem, Mufakim. We come up with Shimon Shiyar, the middle of Shabab Leika. Says the Rashba, wait a second. Remember those funny names we had? The really Goyisha names. We had a Shtar, we had a Get, that was signed by Christian and Jesus. So we said earlier in the week, according to Rabbi Shimon, that gets perfectly kosher. Why? You have Edim Asira, so it's fine. I give out the Zubitocho. The one says, yes, man, we'll come to Zubitocho. No one's going to make a mistake. No one's going to think that Jesus and Christian are Jewish. No one's going to think that they can be the Edim Asira, that we're going to use their witness, the signatures in the years to come. Everybody knows the Shemus will hawk him. There's nothing to worry about. So come to Rashi this way. If you're going to tell me that the only concern of Rizvi Pitocho is some of the Rabban and the Kechashash, you may come to make a mistake and you'll think these guys are Jewish, then I understand Rabbi Shimon is talking about. But once my Shokotar is right, Rizvi Pitocho is much deeper than that, much more profound than that. Rizvi Pitocho means anything and everybody who has any share in the Chalos, again, any stretch of the imagination, is Chalon and the Dimi Deraisa. Rizvi Pitocho is a Deraisa now, of Lishma, of Law. Lo, the Shema, Allah Dini HaTorah refer to anyone who's involved in the creation of the Chalos HaGet. Guess what, says the Rashba? Jesus and Christian are part of the creation of the Get. Did the Eidei Chasima. So once we just said that Eidei Chasima need Lishma Midaraisa because of the Pitocho, so how could you have Goyish Eidei? Where's the Lishma? What's going on? So the Rashba says, the Shlomi skips down a little bit. Let's pick up three lines where we left off. So the end of the line, V'yei Shlomar, Chasima Sinochri, Eina chasima klal u kamanda malia b'diyut adami duch lamirsa b'chasima asai. Rashba gives mamash azal long this territory at 6:30 in the morning. Azal long this is the Rashba. Says when a kosher Jew, a regular guy, is a kosher A, he signs to get shalom shema. We say oyoyoy, we have a chasima shalom shema. That's the Mizuf Pitocho, it gets bottom in our Torah, Gevalt, because the Chasima, according to Riffin and Rambam, is part of the creation again. When two Goyim sign a get, guess what? We don't have a Chasima. You know what we have? We have two blobs of ink on the bottom of a piece of paper. Because the Chasima of the Goy is Nishkir Chasima, Chawa, Patrifis on it, Hashem Chasim. So when you have a Chasima of the Psul, that's terrible. That disqualifies the get. That's Mizuf Pitocho with their eyes, according to Rashba. But when you have simply Goyim playing around with a pen and paper and slapping some ink on the bottom of the piece of paper, it just happens to say Jesus and Christian on it, the halacha views that as just simply blobs of ink. It's not an Eidus Bechlau, it's not a Chassidus Bechlau. If it's not a Chassidus Bechlau, then it doesn't ruin it. So it's worse to be Jewish Shalom Lishma than to be the Goy who's not even Teufis Bechlau, Shem Chassidus.
Might
come to use that later on. No, they're not going to come because it's Shem Chassidus. The shame is the two concerns of Mizuf Pitocho. So the concern of using it later, nothing's going to happen because the shame is provoking. But the deraisa concern that's part of the chalais of the get, the din of Lishmas chal on it, that doesn't exist because it's command of the
lights. So I should get the other.
That's a million-dollar question. What is the hagdor of this Rashba? It's like one half a line in the middle of a 30-line Rashba, 6:35 now in the morning. And you got to like digest it. Can't just, you know, just let it, yeah, Rashba said it, and the lace and move on. Well, you have to stop and think for a minute. What are the parameters that Rashba just told us? Where do we find such a concept? Is it such a precedent in Aloha? It's a beautiful signature signed with calligraphy by Jesus, the son of Christian. And we say, no, it's a blob of ink. What does that mean? It's a blob of ink. Well, why is that not Chalon Hashem Chassidus? So the background of this sugya may appear in the very beginning of Maseches Makos on the sixth of the Marukamas. It starts out with the Mishnah, sixth of the Mamakomos, it's a very, very famous Mishnah, Maseches Makos, where the Mishnah is commenting on the fact that if you look at the Pesukim of Parshas Shoftim, the Torah says, Api Shnayim Edim or Shlosha Edim, Yochum Dovah. Either two Edim or three Edim. So the question is obvious. If I already have two, what do I need three for? What does the Torah have to highlight? If you have three, that's okay. Three, by definition, you have two also. So what's the significance of that number three? So comes the Mishnah and says, so one of the many dinim that this apostle is teaching us is that if I have two Eidim and one of them turns out to be a bank robber or to be a cousin, then we throw out the entire Eidus. So just as if I start out with two, I throw out, if one of the Eidim becomes apostle, it's done. So too if I have three, so too if I have 100. One of the Eidim, the entire Eidus is gone. But that's a tremendous chiddush. I would have said, when you have two Eidim and one of them is a bank robber, so all you have left is one Eid. So obviously the Eidus is bottled. But when you have three and one of them is a bank robber, so forget about him, throw him out the window, and I still have two other kosher Eidim. I would have thought, what's wrong? What's the big deal? Kamash b'lod exerus akosav nimtza din of nimtza echem and Eidim karv apostel. Very famous Mishnah in Masechus Matnas. So now the Gemara throws a question at us, assuming that did is correct, that Nimsa Akhmayan Krav Apostle. So the Gemara asks one of the strangest questions in Shas. I can't say the strangest sugya in Shas because there's no question that Nazir today's daf won the award for the yesterday's daf for the talking cow and the talking door. And it was only Daf Yomi. They know what I'm referring to and probably has no idea what the Gemara is referring to, myself included. But this is one of the stranger questions in Shas. So if you take a look at the sixth of the Rambam Kamas, it's the second paragraph, the end of the third line. If this did is true, that if one of the Eidim sees the case, and the whole Eidim is Batela, every murder, literally the murderer should get away with murder. You know why? There's always an apostle who saw every single murder. You know who he's called? It's called the victim. The victim's apostle the Eidim. So it's interesting. The Rishon would try to figure out why is he supposed to say this? He's a Baldover, he's a Sode, he's a Korob, he's a Sode. So we're not sure why, but the victim, we assume, is possibly Aegis. The comes to Gemara and says, every murder was seen by at least three people. It was seen by the two Aegis, and it was seen by the victim. So the victim should be the apostle to disqualify the Aegis of the other two, and the murderer should be saved. The Gemara says, you're right. He didn't see him. But the victim, Nebuchadnezzar, was killed. He was stabbed by behind, and he didn't see the murder. That's the case of the Torah. So Gemara goes on a few more questions, and then the Gemara says, wait a second. The end of the line, Horeg Berovei Yatzilu. A new kasha. Let the murderer be the apostle aid. Every murderer saw the murder that he just did. So he's apostle aid. He can't be made on himself. So Apishnai made him up another sorry. Nimtze Echman Eidim Karv Apostle. So Gemara scratching his head, trying to film. What's the answer to that question? There's something fishy, something funny about that question. What's the answer? So Rav Papa posed that question to Abaye. We shouldn't feel bad if we can't formulate an answer. Abaye didn't know the answer. It can't be. There's something just off with that question. But we can't fine tune what it is. So Kiyosna coming to Rav, when Rav Papa finally came to Rav, so Rav explained to him what's wrong with this kasha. I'm like, Yokum Dover, the Mekayne Dover across the Medak. That the Torah says, Apishnai made him Yokum Dover. Yokum Dover teaches me not every aid hassles the group, only some aid them, only the Mekayme Dover across the Medav. The question is, what in the world does that mean? The Mekayme Dover, what do the words mean, Mekayme Dover across the Medav? So Tosus, the Mesech Maka says, Mekayme Dover means very simple. Gemara acknowledges that it made a mistake, it had a misunderstanding about the Salacha. The Gemara thought that the only kind of that even an aid was called an aid, haroah, can disqualify the entire group. The fact that there was one guy who saw the maysa, he can kill it for everybody, no pun in that, he can ruin for everybody else. Comes the Gemara's Mechadish, no, only an aid made the based in disqualifies the group. It's always tricky to those aiders to know, are we dealing about the shasa or yes, the maysa, are we dealing about the shasa God of the based in? So that was the shakma time in the Gemara. The Gemara thought that only you don't really need an Aedus Mevdezdin to disqualify the other Eidim, which the Gemara concluded, no, it's not true. You really actually do. That was the Shach Matayah in the Gemara. Tosa says, you can breathe a sigh of relief based on this. That's why, says Tosa, you can have relatives under the Chuppah. That's why it's okay if there are people apostles are watching your Kiddushin. Otherwise, we'd have a problem. Dim Tzachman Eidim Kav Apostle. Says Tosa, since none of the Eidim are running to Bezdin, so they're not called Mekayme Dover Kos Medaber, and therefore we can salvage every Eidus of Kedushin. Don't worry about it, it's a cover ball. That's Tosis' famous Shita. But not everyone agrees with Tosis. There are a lot of Rishonim who disagree and say, no,
that even an Eid HaRoah could potentially ruin it for the entire group. That's why we have a minhag under the chuppah that right before we give the kedushin, we're miyachid the edim, that the ritual calls such a minhag to avoid any shayas of bintzach and akar v'pal. So we want to separate the two edim from the rest of the group. Fine. So according to those rishonim who say the makamei dovid does not mean that, doesn't mean Eid HaMeid. So what does it mean? So what does the Gemara say? So the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid. It's not the regular Ravid. There were three different Ravids. Three people had the same Rosh famous Ravid. This was the second, if I'm not mistaken, of the Ravid. It's actually the father-in-law of the famous Ravid. So the Rosh quotes in the name of the Ravid that a whole different Shah. Makari Dava Kosmadava means that in Lomdus, there are different kinds of people who are disqualified from giving Eidus. There are some people who are called Eidim Psulim. And there are other people who are called non-Eidim altogether. An Eid puzzle infects the entire group. When you have an Eid that's puzzle, say a regular Jew who happens to be a bank robber, a regular Jew happens to be a brother. Those kinds of people are Eidim Psulim, and the din is Dim Te'echim Eidim Karav a puzzle. What would the din be if you have two Eidim walk to the Mezin and a monkey walks in also? If two Eidim walk to the Mezin and a parrot comes in, the parrot starts to tell the whole story. Say, oh, it's a Eidim. The parrot is not an Eid. That's shy. It's not an Eid puzzle. It's not an Eid altogether. I always give the mashal to this idea that sometimes something is a Chefza, but it's puzzle, and sometimes it just doesn't. It's not even called the Chefza B'chlal. I always give the example of Reb Chaim. Somebody challenged Reb Chaim Brisky. They asked him, you know, everybody knows that if you have an esrog that's a grafted esrog, you can't use that. It's called the esrog amorkov. All the svarim, all the poskim, you can't use an esrog amorkov. So there are different reasons why. So somebody asked Reb Chaim, if you look at all of Shulchan Aruch Hilchos esrog, it never ever says this thing. But later, Acharonim tell you, by the way, it's another portion, you can't use a grafted esrog. We all know it says in all our boxes, cheska is built to recover from the Chazon Ish, from this, from that. Where does it say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you can't use an esrog amorkov? Reb Chaim responded, does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you can't use an apple? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to use an esrog. So says Reb Chaim, an esrog amorkov is a half a lemon. It's not an esrog. It's a different species. It's a lemon slash esrog. That's not called an esrog. What Reb Chaim was saying is that when you have an esrog, it's 100% esrog. It's got a problem. It's got a pickle. It's got a mark. It's got something. It's called that's an esrog. Apostle. So Shulchan Aruch has to tell you, you can't use this puzzle, that puzzle, that puzzle, that puzzle. Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to start off with that. So we're saying, you can't use an apple, can't use a banana, can't use a grapefruit. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to use an esrog. So everyone understands, of course, you have to define what an esrog is. So the same thing over here, that's what the rabbi and the rush is saying, is that sometimes an aid is not an aid b'chalal. Sometimes an aid is an aid apostle. So that's what this Gemara means. Mekayme Dover means you have to be chachin aid. If someone could walk the base and say something, you'll talk, you'll say something, then we realize you're a Mechal Shabbos, you're a God, and we can't listen to you, you're a first cousin. Whereas over here, you're a Baldover. A Baldover is Nishkan Eid, says the Ravid in the Rush. A Baldover walks in and says, I killed somebody. That's Devarim B'Talim. The victim comes in and he says, as he's dying, he says, somebody just stabbed me. So that's not Eidus. That's something, you're a Baldover. Baldover can't get Eidus. So there's a difference in Halacha between an Apostle versus a Baldover. So it could be that that's what the Rashi was writing here as well. So the poskim extend this right and say, what would the din be if two aid walk the base and a goy walks in with them? So maybe one could argue, goy is not a apostle aid. Goy is not, it's not sure. Let's say a three-year-old kid walks in, two aid walk in and a three-year-old walks in. So a three-year-old is an apostle, or is this a lot more das? It's not even typhus and base, but he says a meaningless words. So whenever something is meaningless, it's not typhus b'chlam. So that's probably the lumbus of this Rashi. When two Eidim sign a get, and they happen to be that they're Mechal Shabbos, that's a big, big problem. Two Eidim sign a get, they didn't write sign at Lishma. That's a big problem, because it was Chal on it, and then Chassim is a get. And the Chassim is a get becomes part and parcel of the Chaloy Sagevishin, or the Riff of the Rambam, and now the Lishma is Chal on it. When two Goyim put their signatures on a get, it's not a Chassim. It's not Eidus. It's not even the ballpark. It's like somebody spilled ink on the table, on the paper. It's not Chal on Hashem Chassim. If it's not Chal on Hashem Chassim, it's not included by the din of Lishma. It's not included in Lishma. There's no din of Zuf B'Tocho on it. The din of Zuf B'Tocho on Goyish, the signatures, does not the deraisa dik of Zuf B'Tocho. It's a derabana dik of Zuf B'Tocho that we're afraid you're going to make a mistake and use them as kosher eidim. That's where Mishum says, good morning. No one's going to confuse that the Christian and Jesus are her elchayid. No one's going to make that mistake. And therefore, the dinder abanan doesn't apply. The dinder raisa never applied because it's commanded just spilled ink on. It's not considered to be a chasim altogether. Unlike if a Jew signs something so shikah, that's a potential disaster.
Yesterday, I was in office and there was a guy who had very, very non-Jewish names. I was thinking how it's ironic. Seamus Muhakim, the guy could be Jewish. The guy told me he's got a son with a very non-Jewish name. He's not Jewish, but his wife is Jewish.
Years ago, there used to be this approach, you know, that if you want to determine someone's Jewish, well, first of all, what's his name? You know, this is the name, you know. 99% of the time, you know, 80 years ago, that was a proof. The guy comes in, his name is Goldberg and Bernstein, and, you know, overwhelming odds are that he's Jewish. His name is McDonald, the odds are he's probably not Jewish. So that was true. Let's say Paskin shadows like that. But that was pretty much true in a generations gone by. That is the chlal, not true today. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. It's not true. It doesn't, a guy can have the most gracious sounding name correctly, as you say. I can have the most Jewish. I remember I was once involved in a case where they're trying to ascertain the Jewishness of somebody. Every name sounded Jewish, every last name, Chil Betzel sounded Jewish, until we finally traced the family tree, mother from mother to mother to mother, to find out there was McDonald's or whatever. And the only part of the Yichus that mattered in terms of determining the Jewish is the mice was not Jewish. So Bizman is, you're right, Shemus will welcome today. His first name is Zichanat, not going to be a proof of anything. Anyway, so the bottom line is we have a few different versions as to what Mizrut Betocho is all about. So we had the simplest Mizrut Betocho. That was a Mizrut Betocho of we're going to make a mistake and use his Adim thinking that they're Jewish. That was later on, the first part. Then we had the secondary Mizrut Betocho of Lishlo Lishma, which we had a lot of trouble with. So Tosfos made it up as like a new gezeirah, a separate gezeirah chasiva to chasiva with all its problems. Then we had the Rashba have this idea that we're going to use them later on. So therefore, some of them playing a role. What role? They're only just riots. There's nothing really to them. Then we had the Rashba revamped the Rashba. No, it's a potential deraisa with again assuming that you accept the riff of the Rambam's version that Eidi Chazit could do the trick according to Rabbi Avaza. So each one of the pshat that we zoomed on, we had a little bit of a, we have to iron it out. It's not a simple circuit. Each one has a little bit of difficulties to it. But
according to that third pshat that we're from the Rambam, and it's the rest of the line of what our brother holds in regards to Eidi Chasima, Eidi Sikra, becomes very blurred in terms of like, that's not Rabbi Lazar Shita.
Right, well, it is Rabbi Lazar Shita in the sense of Rabbi Lazar says, I don't need Eidi Chasima. Nobody told you to write Eidi Chasima. But if you do it, then you have to be absolutely careful. Maybe there is. Maybe. That's the Chiddush. Maybe there is. So do we have anybody who mamish says Pem Mullah, that's deraisa? You know, the Rashba sounds like a deraisa. Is there any Rishon that says literally without any hesitation, Mezuyah B'techo apostles to get me deraisa? So the Rambam quotes such an opinion. Take a look at the seventh of the Rambam Kamos. So the Rambam writes it was Yerusha by Gimel Achachas. So for Shachas we get Lishma Lishma Kol Chosar. So if he did everything right, he wrote the Shema. Ish the Shema. Ish everything is Kedas for him. The Chosar Eidim Shalom Lishma. And the Eidim signed the Shalom Lishma. Says the Rambam, no big deal. Holu Masur Rabbi Eidim. Harei Zeget. Since it was handed over, there were Eidim Asira. Therefore, not so terrible. Elashu puzzle. It's not so terrible. Namely, it's not a nothing. It's puzzle. Palamein obotom. At least according to this gear, the different gear cells, whether that bracket exists or not. But the Rambam, if you read the brackets, so the Rambam is posing the challenge, the question of himself: why isn't the get botel? And we know whenever the Rambam uses the phrase botel, means binat Torah, it's botel. He uses the phrase puzzle, it means bin the rabbanon puzzle. So Taka, why isn't it botel binat Torah? It says the Rambam, what do you mean Potom and Torah? The Vishayna Eidim Chosma get him to get Oilam. The whole Chasiba is not a Midrabban. So how in the world can a Possum of Chasiba disqualify get Midarai? So the Rambam is almost like Machravech, like he's laughing off that was the Rashba said, maybe Midarai. So the Rambam is like pushing away. But now the Rambam can see that somebody actually says it. Yesh Bisha Oimer, Shim Chosbu Eidim Shalom Lishma, Hovu Kimazuf Bitoko, raise the get Batel. So he says that there are those who say there's one opinion in Gaonim that says that if it was signed Shlo Lishma, it's Botel. Where do you think that Shita got it from? He actually got it from the words of the Gemara. When the Gemara describes how bad this get is, it uses mezuya for that. What does mezuya mean? It means a forgery. A forged get is batal min haTorah. So the Gaonim said, one of the Gaonim said, if Chazal used as the melitza, as the mashal to describe what's wrong with the get signed shalom l'shma, it's mezuya pitocho. The Gemara meant just as mezuya pitocho is clearly no good. If a get is forged, it's no good. So too, if a get is signed by Eben shalom l'shma, it's no good. Which the Rambam and all the other Rishon would respond, Kim mezuya pitocho. Doesn't mean literally mezuya. Zubin Tuch is just a dramatic way of saying don't use this yet. It doesn't literally mean it. Then the Ram goes on. The Chayin, according to that opinion, Im Hoya Echad Me'ed of Pasol, or Shoebo Eid Echad Bulvad, Kosher, even though, let's say you have a get with two Eidim signed, and one of them turns out to be Pasol, or a get with only one signature on it. Af Mishrim Sabi Eidim, Harez a get, Botel, because it's Mezuyah Pituch, this is even a bigger Kiddush. A get that has one Eid signed on it is worse than a get having no Eidim signed on it. If it has no Eidim signed on it, we hold Eidim Mesirah Kaps, you don't need Eidim Chesima. But if you have one Eid, that's called Pasol. That's already a Chiddush, you have a Chiddush. Says the Rambam, I don't buy into any of this stuff. Lo Yerali Davazeh, Ela like a Chafet, Kim Mezuyaf, Lo Mezuyaf Vaday. Behold, the Nims of Yerim Shem, raise a Pasol with the Brayam. Says the Rambam, the entire Sugya, Chilu Yatsoif, is only a Pasol with the Rambam. So that was the Rashba, was giving a Taich, as to maybe it's a Deraisa, and he was kind of pitting it on the roof of the Rambam. The Rambam himself doesn't go down that roof. The Rambam personally held Mezuyah Pitocha is only a Chumah Midrabban. So at the end of the day, we have this bit of Mezuyah Pitocha floating around. It definitely exists in two cases. It exists by Pasul Eidim, exists by Shalom Lishma, but it's the same bit, a different bit of unclear. Whether it has any smacks of the Raisi, they're also unclear. Whether the whole thing is Rabban, with Chumah itself and the Rambam, also somewhat unclear. A lot of things that are unclear, but at least we have the basic sugya, the basic two of the sugya in terms of the minimum of the Shem Tuk Tem Sot. That's the Chiddush. Even that's what we're going to do.